Hey, I see you made it. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Anita Banks, aka Trinity Blake, with sex therapist Diana Ryan, and you're listening to It's Never Just Sex. Get your pen and paper because you will want to take notes. Don't worry, the names have been changed to protect the innocent or the not so innocent. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at It's Never Just Sex Podcast. We are joining you this evening, and we got a lot of good things we want to talk about. Good things, kinky things. I got Jay Jizzle and our professional, sexy, gorgeous sex therapist.
Hey, y'all.
These thigh highs, though.
Are you wearing thigh high boots?
It's the thigh highs for me.
Yes.
Goodness.
Yes, 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 yes.
I do what I can.
Right on.
So, you know what? We have touched on a little bit of everything on this podcast. It's Never Just Sex. We talk about life, relationships, sex, all the things that you might not feel comfortable discussing with some of your vanilla friends or even some of your non-vanilla friends because you might feel like it's out of their comfort zone. Now, we talked about it in the podcast before. We talked about kink and color.
We have.
But we're just going to get a little bit more into the kink. And you know I'm always doing my research.
You did. You did. I saw some of that.
It had 47 different kinks in alphabetical order. And even
there
though
some
there's
new
more
ones for
exhaustive
me,
list than there, that as well.
It is, but
I've
saw
definitely
some new
seen
ones.
Several of those.
I didn't see the what I had not seen the weather kinks before.
Right?
I know,
right?
So that was new for me.
Well, it made me come to terms that I'm kinky.
Oh, you was kinky before you saw that list, hon.
Oh, well.
Just
I mean,
delicate.
Mm-hmm. A delicate kinky person.
Okay.
But when I was going down the list, I thought this just sounds like a really good party to me.
Sounds
like,
all
those elements are all together.
Absolutely.
It
absolutely
does. And the everybody more you like take a step and actually explore kinks like that, when you find out something that triggers you like, ooh, I want to try that. Oh my God. It just takes off from there.
I immediately thought like
each one kind of links to a whole nother kink sometimes.
I thought about Studio 54 doing a hurricane.
Really?
Yep.
You went there.
Yep.
Because Studio 54 was wild on its own without a hurricane.
OMG.
Without a hurricane.
I was born too late. I should have been there. I keep telling you
guys. You wanted
guys,
to be there.
I would have been there with some short shorts on, some wings, some roller skates, and handing out cocaine and ecstasy.
See, I would have been there with some paint on.
Neon paint?
You know, whatever.
The latex kind?
Whatever. No, latex. I'm allergic.
You know what?
Duly noted.
We're gonna dive a little bit more into kink, and I'm not gonna take
nobody
the lead. I'm not gonna take
latex.
The lead on this. So I'm gonna turn it over to you, Diana.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. A lot of people are interested in kink now. Believe it or not, right? I just did a party for the youngest couple had been together at least 13 years. So these were people that were in their 40s, 50s. The course was actually called Intro to Kink, and I had older couples. Older couples of color, matter of fact. So the phrase, that's white people stuff, if you're familiar, we are learning that these things are pleasurable and it's not just white people stuff, right? So the class that I taught, you know, they were like, well, no, I'm not kinky. You know, I take a survey at the beginning. I'm not kinky. Find out that, oh, okay, if you've had sex in the shower, if you've had sex in any other position other than missionary, you was hitting it from the back, having a good time. Guess what? You're kinky.
And yes, everybody so in the room. Broken that whipped cream.
Absolutely. Kinky. Everybody in the room was like, oh, okay, I guess I am kinky. You know, I'm a little kinky.
You made them comfortable with it. By the way, shameless plug, where can you sign up for such Intro to Kink classes?
You know what? I did this for a nonprofit.
Mm. What?
You know?
What kind of nonprofit?
I would love to understand the curriculum you wrote for this class.
There was a grant.
As a pro bono situation to where you just like, yeah, you know, I'll do that.
You know what? People assume
that's an outreach.
You know, well, it is. But what
I'm
it is,
here for
is
it.
If
I
you
love
can
it.
Have a happy, healthy sex life within your relationship in your home. It keeps for our more harmonious home. So this was just
mental
a way
health,
of absolutely
stress relief.
So this was just kind of a way of reintroducing, hey, maybe things have gotten a little bit played in
stale.
The bedroom. Kinda, what can we do?
And the fact that you just said that like there was some reverse racism.
Go ahead, explain that to me.
Well, not reverse racism. That's mm-hmm. that's too extreme. But the fact that black people think that it was isolated only to one specific race.
Well, not only that, it's just really taboo, if you will, because...
Now, remember, black people have a tendency to be in the church, and we don't do that. And this,
indoctrination.
That and the other. You know, I mean, there's so many little things that we're taught that mm-hmm. we don't do. That when kink is introduced and people assume kink, BDSM is all about, you know, flogging. And yes,
tying
is that
up,
part of it? Absolutely. But it is not all of it. And it's not even a large portion of it, because there is kinks for damn near everything that you like to do.
I found 47 just today.
Just today.
It's mind blowing.
It can be. You know, like splashing.
It's a lot of
right?
Them.
Splashing is when you play with food. And you get aroused by playing with food.
I do get aroused by watching people eat my food. Like, I want to see you eat it.
People eating your food?
Yes.
That's because you're such a great chef. That's
it is.
Like, I want to see you eat it and very enjoy food-centered. It. I'm like,
I have to admit that when I cook, I do get a kick out of, when you know, when you serve the food and mm-hmm. everybody fixed their plate.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this moment to where all you hear is fork scraping. Mm-hmm. Nobody's right. talking. That's the sign that this is a good meal. Nobody even wants to conversate. There's stuff in their faces.
If I make you something and you're eating it and you don't give me any feedback.
You feel some kind of way?
The feedback is the eating of the food.
Right, but
that's the feedback.
Let's culture up.
If I don't eat it and I push it to the side and I was like, ooh, girl, that was good. And then I got the whole serving. But other than enjoying food, splashing is playing with food, dear. It's rubbing it on you. It's sitting in it. It's sharing it. It's rubbing it on others.
I don't like that.
Don't knock it until you've tried it.
No, I've tried a few. My pH balance is sensitive.
Exactly.
Well, you stay away from there, obviously.
Oh my God. See, that's why I don't get in that. Because when I see it happening, I'm thinking, yo, you about to have a mad yeast infection.
I have a
tomorrow.
Mad parameter for
it's,
that.
It's going to happen.
Check this out.
It's going to happen.
On my bucket list, and I'm listening to you lovely ladies, understanding this will probably never happen, but I want to have sex in a tub full of Jell-O.
Yeah, no.
But no woman's going to allow that because of obvious reasons.
Some will. They cool with it. They cool with the, you know, crazy yeast infections. That's awesome.
No, that's not going to work. You can hit them nipples up.
Yeah.
And you can hit them thighs down to the feet.
Yeah, that's why I was like, that's not really a thing.
Right. Not going to work.
So what type of kink things have y'all done?
Oh, my.
I am super interested.
Wax play.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I enjoyed it. I'm actually pretty well versed in it.
Really?
Absolutely.
So if somebody offers you something and we can do something fun, wax play might be on the list.
I love wax play.
For me?
Yeah, for you.
Oh, I love that you ask me these questions because it challenges me because I'm a top. When you said it off the top, I was like, no, not wax play on me, but me wax play with somebody else. But I'm here to grow and expand, so can't say no, not to her.
He does the manicure thing.
I know, that's pretty.
What about you? What have you done?
I love wax play. I like wax on me.
Mm-hmm.
Water play, something. I've done a lot of things to people. I've done some food things, bondage, light bondage. I love a good storm, but I wouldn't say it was necessary. It does turn me on. It sets an ambiance, but I'm not saying when it rains, you know, I'm about to jump on somebody.
So it don't turn
you
on horny.
In the
just...
rain, though.
I have fucked in the rain. I lost my virginity on a stormy night, on a Monday night, 10:45 p.m. As Yet was playing on the radio, and every time to this day when I hear As Yet, I'm like, oh, you shot an arrow through my head.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty detailed.
That is
but were
pretty
you
detailed,
outside?
Right?
I didn't, you know, it was storming that night. We didn't do it outside that night, but we had did it a few times outside in the rain, on the beach, all sorts of places.
Yeah.
I'm from
the
Gulf Coast. So
nice.
And I lived on a remote island for almost 10 years, so I've done it everywhere.
Now, about that, is there a name for that kink?
What?
When you like to have sex out in public in different various places?
What, exhibitionism?
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
It is.
Pretty basic.
Okay.
And
I'm
then
not
going to
say it's pretty basic, but I'm going to say yes,
I mean,
it's well known.
I like that I could get caught. I don't actually want to get caught, but yeah. I love balconies. I have definitely orgasmed on a dance floor in a nightclub in Vegas with somebody hanging up my dress.
That's
I
one of my favorites. Exhibition is a favorite. Exhibitionism, voyeurism is another favorite.
Yeah,
you know?
That's why I like glory hole rooms. Like, I want you to watch me. I want to watch you. It's a turn on.
Never been to one of those. Again, Jay Jizzle is the guy that misses out on everything.
I'll take you on Easter Sunday.
Sad. Now, last weekend, I had the opportunity to demo tastings. You know, those little short little demos. And I was doing tastings for Electroplay. But also did some brief flogging, which is fun, you know, except I'm not into pain. So I'm not going to flog you till you hurt. That's just not my thing right now. So, but I will flog you if that's what you enjoy.
I like my pussy spanked.
See, and that can be arranged.
It can be arranged. It's how you, it's how you spank it. I like a nice blunt force. Yeah, just kind of.
I don't even know what blunt force means.
It's how you hit
it. Like, she wants some pressure
on it. She wants hands to just smack
it.
Okay, yeah, so you want hands smacking
your vulva. I don't want no leather, you know, anything like that. Like, I'm getting a whooping.
Oh, okay, that's, no. You know, we was doing, we was using a real flogger for that.
I just want you to smack it real, you know. This is just
with
like
your hand.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, like I like to be choked,
like
too.
Like you naughty little vulva. You know, I had to pause there because she'd be all over me if I said vagina.
No, because
coochie is distasteful.
Really,
you can't
really
say
when
pussy.
You talk about if you saying vagina, so you calling your throat your face. Will we really do that? Yeah, call your throat your face? No, we wouldn't do that.
I don't want you to smack
it. You don't have to sell me on it. I'm with you. It's a vulva, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm converted.
And I like to be choked. I like to choke. I do not like gagging.
Mm-hmm.
That is a turnoff for me. So it's important that I communicate that. But I do like to be choked until it's almost
the lights brink out. Of uncomfortable.
Yeah, a little bit of lights out.
Now, I've had a situation where my cycle came on, and I was like, man, I was like, I know you good, but
extra
juicy. I'm not that. I'm just it's wet. And I remember I put my hand down because I'm extra, because I was going to play with my clitoris while and I went.
Crime scene. We need to take.
Danger.
And it's my shit. And I'm like, oh. Like, we making a porn. Cut.
Yes, cut.
He was like, it's okay. I was like, it is not naps. It's one thing to plan it.
You know, but some people get off on that.
It's one thing to plan
it. You know, that still would have just, that would tweak them and took them to the next level. It was like, okay, damn, we got a little bit of, you know, red wing action going on. We got little red wings. We
making this happen.
Let's talk about this kink. Okay, so I had this happen with someone, and I remember the person saying, I'm still going to eat that pussy. And I remember thinking, okay, that's why you ain't getting no kiss, but that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, I remember telling my homegirls about it. I was like, that motherfucker went hard. He went hard on the paint, literally.
Like during?
During.
Your cycle?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
And he was a musician, so we go hear the band a couple of nights later, and everybody gets drunk, and my homegirl...
She say something. Mm. That's why you can't tell people shit.
I was like...
That's not how that
works. She was like, oh, you a soldier. I was like, that was a hater move. That was a hater move.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Wow.
Did he get over it? Did he go down again?
Oh, yeah, this pussy's delicious.
So it had no impact.
It did, because we lost a level of trust that we had with each other.
Mm-hmm.
I consider myself to be a cool type of chick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think he was even shocked that my homegirl did that, because we all, you know, y'all know my friends. We cool like that.
Right.
She was acting really, really out of character. I was like, you cross the line.
Right.
There's certain things you just don't talk. We don't need to share with him that we know how nasty this motherfucker is.
I don't think that's a kink I want to explore. But fireplay, however.
You like it?
I'm quite intrigued about it. Absolutely.
Nah, we
have you
fight.
Tried it?
Mm-mm.
I have not.
No fire. I'm a chef.
I know there was this interesting person who I demoed with, and evidently they explained that they had always been pushed to their limits. So when I was coming in, just kind of asking you, what do you want? How far do you need me to go? Give me your hand signals, because the room was so loud that safe words were not a thing.
You might not
we
be
couldn't
able to
hear
them.
I wouldn't
effective.
Have been able to hear. So right. We worked out some signals that you can tell me if you want it. If you're good where we're at, if you need me to stop or back up, or if you need me to go harder. And after it was over, she was like, you were so nice. You were so kind. And it's so sexy. And really, she had told me, I've tried Electroplay 3 times and I've hated it every time. And I was like, okay, give me 2 minutes and I'm going to change your mind. And she was like, nope, I'm not. And I was like, I'm not going to push it. The offer is there. So I believe I changed their mind. I'm just saying.
You know, Jade, next time I'll call you up first and ask you what you're doing.
I went to a party. Not much to talk about, but The people there were enjoying themselves.
We did talk about that.
Yeah, I left right before they started fucking.
That's unfortunate.
I get it.
Did you want to be a part of the fucking festivities?
Not with that crowd, no.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah.
Well, it may not have been, you know, it might have been just not what you needed.
The energy at the location, it was really cool. The music was good. Food was utterly amazing. It just wasn't welcoming as far as an energy.
Was it clicky?
Mm. It was definitely that.
Okay.
And I didn't know anybody in the building. I was invited, and the people that invited me didn't show up.
Okay.
So I
but you're a very friendly person.
Right. Absolutely. I didn't meet anybody. I didn't have any conversation.
In general, when you're a bull in the room, there are some people that go for the bulls.
Yeah.
There was a circumstance, a situation with that, but I just wasn't there.
Your eyes just told the whole story. Never mind.
She hemmed me up on the staircase.
See?
What that look like when you get hemmed up? What that look like?
He don't like it. He didn't like her. She was dumb, huh?
Mm.
Well.
She had a low IQ.
Now, here's the thing. Out of the entire building, she is the only one that potentially had any shot.
And your face is saying, but yet she still didn't.
She didn't. She
oh,
did
wow.
not.
Shit.
So what was the turnoff for you?
It wasn't necessarily a turnoff. It's about energy for me. And mm-hmm. the energy
wasn't.
So there
was no turn on.
And there's no discredit to that lovely lady, because we mm-hmm. talked and interacted several times, but she was rather aggressive. Mm. Like,
so
she
was
ready to take
you.
Me upstairs. And
You were yeah. not, energy-wise, you were not connecting with her, and you decided not to take that liaison further.
Absolutely. Oh, I do that a lot. I turned down a lot of pussy.
You know what?
Vulva.
I had a date on Saturday.
Did you?
Why are you talking about Netflix and chilling?
Right.
See, this is what we talking about right
you
here. It'd be
date,
your own people
but you
right
you
here.
You said you was Netflixing and chilling. So did you go on this
the
date?
Highlight,
how bad was this date if you thought you were Netflix
Saturday
and chilling?
The highlight of my Saturday was Netflix and chill, because that's all I could think about.
Okay, that's sad. That's very
so
sad.
So that was a pretty bad date then.
It sounds like it was a non-starter.
Remember I told you guys
he's on the bench.
I created that ad for dating.
Yeah.
And I met someone, and he mm-hmm. was just such a nice gentleman. Good old Easter Sunday date.
I was about to say, it looked like the look on your
you
face
said
you were about
Sunday.
To say he was square.
I was like, nothing
it
about
looked
that.
Looked like
sounds
he was
like
about
was
to say square.
Nothing.
And every time I tried to intervene and like tell him who I am and what I'm about, he had a lot he wanted to talk about. And his story was actually really interesting. So we went 36 hours with him literally just talking about him. Again, it was mm-hmm. interesting. So I was like, I was really listening to what he was saying.
Okay, but he wasn't listening to you. I didn't want to hear what you had to say.
I never got an opportunity to tell him that. So I don't believe in monogamy, yada, 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 yada. He never got that spill.
Doesn't take a lot to come up in the conversation.
And not if you don't have an opportunity.
If you're talking.
Okay, if you just talking and you not listening at all.
Yeah, definitely not in that yeah. situation. But I'm saying in a normal conversation, somebody mm-hmm. you meet in that type of arena,
yeah,
it doesn't take long for that
in
to come
my,
out.
In my mind, I thought he meets the qualification. So I invited him out to go hang out earlier on Saturday, like around 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, Saturday night is busy. I'm a chef, so I don't want to be out when everybody's crowded into a spot. This motherfucker was late. Now, y'all know how I feel about my time. And I
hate that. Time is the new currency
for us. How late was he?
Well, he...
15?
No. We were supposed to have met at, like, between 3:45 and 4:15. We ended up not getting somewhere to, like, 7 o'clock.
Okay, that's
egregious.
He kept pushing.
That's canceled.
He kept, and I was going to cancel, and something was like, I can be so anal about things. I was like, you know what?
You wanted to tell him in his face.
I did.
That's what it was.
I did.
At this point, I'm too invested, and you done pissed me off, so you're going to have to catch this.
You
have to catch this fade.
We met at the restaurant, and I just finally, I cut him off. I was like, let me tell you a little bit of something about me. Because when you're really not invested in someone, you really don't give a fuck about what they think you about to say.
Right.
Honestly, I don't really care what anybody feels about how I am. Mm-hmm. If I'm not the one for you, I'm not the one for you.
Keep it pushing.
But this dude was so excited about being out to eat.
How mm-hmm. old is this cat?
Let's see. He is 58.
Oh, square. Super square.
Anyway.
He hasn't been anywhere.
No, not at all.
I went ahead and
not at all. That's not a bad thing, but you know.
And her case is very bad.
Play in your arena. That's what I'm saying. Play in your arena.
Yeah. Don't sign up for this ride. I just told him, I was like, I see what you're trying to do, but you need a friend to listen to you right now, and I'm not the one.
It looked like he was so busy talking, he just needed somebody to talk to.
Yeah, I was like, but in the future, with me listening to what it is that you want, stop and really, really put your feet down on what it is that you want and make sure you ask the right questions from the next female to ensure that you want the same thing.
Free labor in 2023, we're going to stop doing that.
We're
going to stop doing free labor.
It's okay. Because I didn't even remember it till I got the thing.
She needs to bill him.
What did I do on Saturday?
Man.
But you know what made it worse? This motherfucker took my to-go bag. We got our to-go bag.
Did he? Stole your meal?
I got home. I'm trying to watch Netflix.
Not the munchies.
I opened my bag.
Got the wrong damn meal.
Damn it to hell, Junior. Ain'tshit.com. I was mad as fuck.
You said ain'tshit.com.
With all you've had to endure over the night, at least
can I have my meal. He got my lemon piccata.
Got your meal. Dang it.
You know, I'd rather hang out with my friends and have a good time than hang out with somebody that's trying to figure out what libido means.
You know, it's interesting, though. Sometimes women can really be like that. Like, you wouldn't think that wouldn't happen to a guy.
I have no idea what you're about to say, but it sounds like foot and mouth syndrome. I'm just saying. Are we heading there?
What are we saying?
Yeah.
Some women.
Come through dimples.
Some women. Some women will, after a couple of dates or a couple of conversations, we're talking a couple of hours on the phone, and they don't know jack shit about me. Haven't asked me. Either they don't have enough adult interaction once they get on the phone with you.
Right.
It's like you're on the phone with them, the dog, the kids. Everything they're talking about is
whatever
about
they're going through.
And if I can take the time out of my day, whether it's 5 minutes or 50 minutes, the least I can offer you and you can offer me is attention and your energy. If you're not in a space to talk like that, then let's not talk. I don't know if you guys both recognize when I talk to you, I will kind of stop what I'm doing to give you my attention.
Do you know how much I love listening to you?
Oh my God, here we go.
Nigga, I ain't trying to fuck you tonight.
My voice.
I was just saying I like listening to you.
I know. It's my superpower.
I'm trying to get the electro play from Dirty Diana over here.
Oh no, we getting that. That's happening. Yeah.
I would not have you guys here if I didn't feel like you guys had valid input. And what I did learn from that horrible date, I can tell he was a nice guy, a great father, and he just hadn't been out in a while. He was excited, and here I am.
Party. You ready to turn up.
I know.
Still, and he's excited
about. But still, there is, to me, you do need to press pause. And say, okay, I've talked for 5 minutes. Hey, what's going on with you? Okay,
well, I even tried to make
regular people contact.
I even tried to stop and say, hey, you haven't asked me how I'm doing. Or finally during dinner, I was like, you know nothing about me. And he was like, what do you mean?
So he didn't even see it when he was called
he's
out.
He didn't even see it. Yeah.
Because he had never met anybody like me. And when I broke it down, I don't do monogamous relationships. I think a couple is like a corporation.
That's not even about that. That's about simple communication.
Common courtesy.
101.
Common courtesy.
You talk
number
a little bit, you let them talk a little bit. Ask questions just as they would ask questions for you. If you're trying to get to know somebody on a first date or a hey, how you doing, coffee date, whatever, the conversation goes both ways.
Let's talk about the questions and the conversations that you have when you want to get some booty. Because I focus in on certain things. Like I skip a whole bunch of shit to get to where I want to get.
Are we dressed and in public or are we not dressed and in private?
When you are dressed in a public and you're on a date with somebody and you make a decision before you ever go out and meet new people, you have to decide what it is that you want.
Or what you're open for. Not what you want, but what you're definitely open for.
What am I open for?
You do have
for?
To have some kind of consensus of
what
a goal or
what are the possibilities? The reason I say that is because, and I know you guys can relate to this, so many more women than men say, well, I said I wasn't looking for anything serious, but he was the one that said he wanted to just see me and blah, 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 blah. So I hooked up with him and now he doing XYZ. I always go back to what did you want?
See,
not what
I'm,
they convinced you to do.
I'm going to throw a flag on that.
Go ahead.
Because really, when you're just having healthy boundaries and you honor self in that, if you know that I don't want to have a relationship with someone where it's casual, then you make the decision whether or not you move forward based on their responses to what's happening.
I understand from your standpoint as a therapist why you want to throw a flag. But unfortunately, a lot of people out there dating, they don't have any boundaries or any
Right. And I oftentimes, when things get no tough, I see them in session because they're like, I just got used and I got these people and this happens and that happens. And I was like, okay. And
Drawing boundaries, we have to
pull it back and say, you know what? Relationships are reciprocal. And when you honor yourself and when you decide what your boundaries are and you honor those boundaries, because boundaries are not about what you're telling someone else they can and can't do.
Right.
It's
what
about
you allow.
How you're honoring yourself. And if you don't want casual sexual relationships, don't have them.
Some people don't really understand it, but I tell my homegirls, if you're looking for a husband, don't suck dick in a Starbucks parking lot.
I can't say I agree with that.
No, I had a homegirl that was sucking dick in a Starbucks parking lot.
Yeah, but sucking dick in a parking lot ain't necessarily going to stop the whole husband thing.
Wait a minute. Let's not normalize that should be a wifely quality.
Wait, first.
Let's start there. That's what we're not going to do is say that the woman that decides she's free enough to suck my dick in Starbucks parking lot, that now she's no longer wifey material. Actually, the needle has moved towards her being more wifey material.
Let me say this.
If you ask me.
Let me say this.
Okay.
With some of the women that I have dealt with, which I've learned later on that they hated me. Because I can suck dick in a parking lot and me and this dude going to live happily ever after.
You know, can't do it with an agenda.
You
do
have
it because
to own
you enjoy it.
I know the therapist might think different and you might think different. But the people that relate to me, if a person walks into a room and you allow everybody in that room to fuck you, you might feel some type of way when they start talking about you. But when you meet somebody like me and I walk into a room and I'm like, I'm about to fuck every motherfucker up in here. I'm good and I'm still not feeling disrespected and I still feel the respect from the people that are around me. So me being bisexual, me being a swinger, me being polyamorous.
But really it's just
I respect
you not
myself.
Allowing someone else to create your narrative.
Right. You don't do
and
that
you're
for
living
me.
Creating your own truth.
This is what I choose to do. Now if you feel some type of way, go kick rocks because you ain't shit.com. But I'm going to keep doing me.
I'm going to tell you what. The current partner, and we're going through a shaky period, but we've been together 12, going on 13 years, so it's all right. Anyway.
I love the post, by the way.
You know.
I met
him and did not know his name, was having sex on the dance floor at Chocolate Swirl. He witnessed this. Yeah, all of that. All of that. Make the nasty face.
I love Chocolate Swirl.
You know?
Bring back
all
Chocolate
that
Swirl.
Was having sex on the dance floor, decided... Me and partner number one and partner number two were going back to the hotel. Took off going back to the hotel. Got immediately naked, was in there doing the big dirty. And he knocked on the door because he had seen
what's the
us.
Big dirty?
You know, all the things.
Seriously.
All the things. He knocked on the door and I did not know his name. And we all four had sex all night.
The super
and
big dirty.
This is someone that I have now been with for the last 12 going on 13
you
years.
Know I have celebrated you two since I first learned you two got together,
right?
I was like,
but
oh,
being
this
nasty
is so beautiful.
You know, being like, nasty and doing what you want to do and feeling yourself does not necessarily negate you finding someone that you can spend your life with.
I'm an honorary member of Vanity.
Vanity Six.
What?
Tonight. Don't you want to come with me?
Oh,
you
my
think
God.
I'm a nasty girl.
Even the peanut gallery is like, yeah, that's my shit.
Be like, rock out with your cock out, baby. Oh, rock out with your cock out.
I felt left out for a second. I'm glad I caught up.
Baby.
Another Prince creation. That's why when you said it, I was like, wait a minute. I'm a huge Prince fan. Huge Prince fan.
I feel like that guy that I went out on Saturday that I didn't even remember going out with him, which is real fucked up. And I'm looking at him and like one part of me actually wants to reach back out to him like,
is your energy that invaluable to you?
I think he could suck the fuck out my ass.
It again, answer
I can
the
make
first
him work
question.
I am not even is going your, there with her. I'm not
I,
even
I don't
going
even,
there. I'm
I
not.
Don't understand.
I'm not.
I think she's doing this to purposely torture me. Because I know you in
you.
There.
She's
I know you know better you. Than this. You talking.
Why you want to pick on somebody who boring one in conversational style?
You know what? You know why she does?
Completely not interested in anything you have to say or knowing anything about you, and your whole thought is, I bet he suck ass good.
Here's the reason why, though. We need to figure out what the term is for this type of kink. She likes pushing people over the edge.
I do.
Whatever their boundary is, they say, no, I won't do that. Like, mm-hmm. he's a square.
I'm like, I'm like the road runner. I'm like,
She likes to be like, I bet you he'll suck some ass. This is her.
There was this guy. His name was Rick, and he was a dick. Everybody hated him, but for some reason, it fucking turned me on. And I remember being in the kitchen thinking, I'm going to make him bow to me. And he wasn't even attractive. It was the fact that he was just such an asshole. Mm-hmm.
You wanted to control it.
There's some control issues in there.
Definitely. Yeah.
But the moment
it's okay,
I got him,
we love you still.
The moment I got him on his knees mm-hmm. and he was begging.
You were no longer interested.
No, I mean, I was interested that night.
But yeah, after mm-hmm. that, it was...
Yeah, but unfortunately, somebody saw him coming out my room.
What they got to do with anything?
Because that was going to be, you know...
Your little sneaky link.
That was going to be sneaky link.
So she thunk.
And this motherfucker was proud. He trying to walk me home after work. No! No! No, no, no,
don't
no,
come
no.
over here.
Skitty, scat, scat.
Mm-hmm. Hit him like a cat dude with them skippity paps. Skippity paps. Gone.
Skippity paps. I love it.
I don't think that's a kink. It might be some type of
control.
I do think there's a control issue going on.
Control.
Just saying.
That's not negative.
It is not negative.
I respect them. No. I respect them in that moment.
Yeah. Until you've overpowered them, then be gone.
You ain't
fetch
shit.
Me another.
You ain't shit.com. Scoot.
Be
skittity
gone.
Scat scat.
Skittity pap pap.
Once I take your power, I'm like, oh, okay. When I find someone that's more dominant than me, I love submitting if I trust them.
Right.
Like, I trust you. I trust you, Diana. Whatever you ask me to do, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it. Let's do it. But if I don't trust you, fuck you.
Mm. It's actually a really huge step. Not necessarily mandatory, but it makes things a lot better in most scenes. Kink and things of that nature is if you have a certain level of trust. You
that's
don't
what
have
I,
to
that's
have
a foundation.
You have to have a certain level of trust.
Yes.
Because you're literally, if you can picture, the submissive is saying, here's my power. I'm giving it to you.
Absolutely.
To use in a way that benefits me.
Absolutely.
That requires tons of trust.
Especially
absolutely.
For a control freak mm-hmm. like me.
Yeah, especially.
That's a lot of power.
You.
Can you handle it?
Yeah. Am I willing mm-hmm. to give it to you? Yeah.
If I, just for me to even consider giving my power to someone, anybody I fuck with, they deserve a trophy.
and that's how we gonna end this night.
Right?
Right? That's how we gonna end this, right there.
Because it's never just sex. It's never just sex.
Oh, wow. It never is. Indeed, it's not.
This is Anita Banks, a.k.a. Trinity Blake. Thank you guys for tuning in.